SBS Radio.
This was a case of the Titanium Man meeting the Cardboard King. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, dubbed Titanium Man by US President Donald Trump, joined the President at the opening of a new paper mill at Wapakoneta, not far from Dayton, Ohio. The factory is owned by Australian businessman Anthony Pratt. Mr. Pratt says the mill, his company's largest plant, would never have happened had it not been for President Trump.
Mr. President, if it wasn't for your presidency, this mill would not be here today. It's because of your economic policies that I made a pledge to you in 2017 to invest billions of dollars to create thousands of well-paying manufacturing jobs, mainly in the Midwest.
And Anthony Pratt drew a comparison between President Trump and Scott Morrison in terms of job creation.
Mr. Morrison, you like President Trump are also creating more investment and jobs in Australia. And on your watch, both as Treasurer and Prime Minister, you've created 29,000 jobs a month, which is 30% better than the next best.
Scott Morrison told the enthusiastic crowd that he and President Trump are both prioritising jobs.
The President and I are here today because we believe in jobs. We believe in the way that jobs transform lives. Our jobs give people choices. People are raising families, doing the right thing, building their communities, putting their kids through school, helping their neighbours, putting aside money for their retirement. Jobs is what creates those choices and opportunities. So what we're celebrating here is jobs.
The paper mill is the town's largest employer, and its opening means Anthony Pratt's company is now Australia's largest employer of Americans, with more than 50 plants across 27 US states. Mr. Morrison pointed out that unemployment in the US is back to the same level that it was in 1969, when astronaut Neil Armstrong, who was born near Wapakoneta, walked on the moon. He said Anthony Pratt epitomised the Australian way.
The thing about Anthony, which is the true of all Australians, is we keep our promises. When we make a promise, we keep it. When we make a promise to be an alliance, we keep that promise. And Anthony promised that he would vest in the United States with the election of the president, and the jobs that are here are because this man keeps his promise.
President Trump continued to declare his admiration of Mr. Morrison, describing him as one of America's greatest friends and most loyal allies.
And he recently won the election in Australia, some of you know, and it was supposed to be close, and he blew him away because he believes a lot of the same things I believe, I guess. That helps. He blew him away. He's a great gentleman, and they love him in Australia, and they now love him in the United States of America, too. Thank you for being with us. It's a great evening.
Mr. Trump credited his tax cuts for the success of Mr. Pratt's operation.
We lowered our business tax from the highest anywhere in the developed world to one that is extremely competitive, even really considered pretty low, meaning a lot of companies like from Australia and other places are coming over. Since then, American companies have brought nearly $1 trillion back to our shores, and that's $1 trillion worth of jobs. So it's great.
Mr. Morrison's day continued with a flight to Chicago, where he's dining with the governor of the state of Illinois. On Monday, US time, he'll be speaking at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.